in God. Mm-hmm. Our joy comes from God.
We don't go by what it looks like.
Hallelujah.
We don't go by what it feels like. We go by what the Word of God says. The Word of God is the final authority.
For my life.
For our life. It has to be.
Yes,
if the Word of God is not the final authority, how long would we falter back and forth from opinion to opinion? And consider this. Consider the craftiness of the enemy. Consider the foolishness of the world.
Yeah.
No, the Word of God must be the final authority. And that's it. The final authority.
We can rest in it. Mm-hmm. We can rest assured. Mm-hmm. We have confidence in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So when we are rested in the Word, we go by what it says,
mm-hmm.
not by what it feels like, not by what it sounds like, mm-hmm. not by what it looks like, but by what the Word of God says. Hallelujah.
Our teaching this week is transporting spiritual reality from the spiritual realm to the physical. So we're going to look in Acts chapter 7, starting at verse 55, at the life of a man named Stephen, who is able to see into the spiritual realm. So starting at verse 55 of Acts chapter 7, but he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. So by the Spirit, he's full of the Holy Spirit. He's gazing into heaven. Heaven opens and he's seeing the glory of God.
Yes.
He's seeing Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. See, he wasn't keeping it to himself. He wasn't keeping it quiet. Has an exclamation point. I love when there's an exclamation point in the Bible because there's not too many of them. But he says, look, I see the heavens opened.
I see.
And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then he cried out with a loud voice. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him.
Yes.
So he saw heaven open when he was in the midst of chaos.
Yes.
When he was being persecuted for his beliefs. When he was being stoned, he looks and he sees heaven open.
Yes.
He's not on a sitting on the bow of a yacht and seeing heaven open. He's not on his best day vacation seeing heaven open. He's on his worst day here where he's being stoned and he's being made fun of. And he says, I see heaven open. And he's willing to tell them, the people who are persecuting him, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then the persecutors, they cried out with a loud voice. They stopped their ears and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So there's a lot there in those verses. One, we were just talking about Saul on Tuesday. So here was Saul before his conversion, when he was still operating as the physical man. He was unable to see the things of the spirit, and he's receiving the clothes of Stephen that people are laying at Saul's feet.
Right. And so here what it is. Jesus says to Nicodemus, Pastor Diana, Monday when we started, you must be what?
Born again.
Mm-hmm. You must be born again. The only way you will be able to understand the things of God, the only way you'll be able to see the things of God is through the spirit man. And because of the flesh, which become sin, which take on sinful nature, that is the blockage between us seeing the way God sees it and doing it the way God's do it. So sin is a stumbling block in our life. When man sinned, then, that put the barrier between man and God. Okay? And in order for us to get rid of that barrier is through the second birth. The first birth is all die. This is the flesh. But his second birth, which is life and peace through Jesus Christ, all are made alive. And now we can all see.
Mm-hmm. The first birth starts the death process.
Process. That's it.
The second birth starts
the life process.
It's
life and peace in God. And then we can see. We can see how God works. We can see the things that God have in store for us. We now can see it.
Because Stephen was able to see into the spirit, he was able to look past what was happening in the physical.
That's right.
He was able to look past his momentary trials and tribulations, and he was able to see into the spirit. The things that he's declaring are of the spirit.
Yes.
He's not focusing on what's happening to him. He's focusing on Jesus. He's focusing on the prize. He saw heaven open. And how did he get to this point in his relationship? Well, he had a lot of insight into the Word of God. He had a lot of the testimonies of the people who went before him, because all through Acts chapter 7, he's going through the history of people of faith. So this was what his attention was turned to. These were the things that he meditated on, the faith of those who came before him. This is how he built his life. If you read Acts chapter 7, you get a good summary of the Bible up to this point. Just what he said, what he taught in Acts chapter 7, the things that they stoned him for, which was the truth of the Word of God.
Yes.
He has all the patriarchs and all the acts of faith that grew of God, the people of God, to that point. So that was Stephen's meditation. Those are the things that he lived his life to, replicating the faith in other men and women of God, and he had his own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So when he's being hit with stones, he could look up and he could see heaven open. Why? Because of the Word.
Yes.
He had the Word in him. He had the Spirit of God working in him through the Word. He was born again.
Yes. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between the flesh and the spirit. A difference both. And until we come into the free gift of God, which is salvation, hallelujah, we could shout it and say, I thank God for the free salvation. Salvation is free, the free gift of God for my life that allows me to get out of the natural and can now get back in the spirit realm.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. How do we walk? By faith.
Yes.
We do not go by what it looks like. We don't walk by sight.
Yes.
We're able to see into the spiritual realm and transport spiritual reality from the spiritual realm to the physical realm. How do we do that? By removing the physical barriers.
Yes.
How are they removed? By being born again.
Yes.
We must be born again. How are we able to operate in the power of Jesus Christ? By being born again. What's the requirement to being born again? To believe.
Come on.
To believe in what? The finished work of the cross. To believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. To believe that he paid the sin debt that we never will be able to pay on our own. Through Jesus Christ, we have been reconciled back to God. So when God looks at us, he looks at us as we never sinned. Justification, just as you never sinned. How are we justified? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not by works. It's by grace that we're saved. It's a gift that he extends to us. Why? Because God loves us so much, John chapter 3, verse 16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall have eternal life and not perish. Then verse 17 goes on to tell us that Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but that through him all the world would be saved. So that's something to rejoice about. We walk by faith and not by sight. And when we receive, when we believe, then our behavior begins to change. Why? Because we appreciate so much this Jesus who has kept us, who was thinking about us when we weren't thinking about him, was going to the cross before we were even brought into the earth realm. And then in that honor and that we align our life with the principles of his word, and then we get the results that he got.
And then Jesus says, "To we walk by faith, mm-hmm. not by sight." Look at John chapter 3. We walk by faith and not by sight. John chapter 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. John chapter 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I says this to you. You must be what?
Born again. It's a must.
It's a must. And he says, don't marvel. Don't question it. And he give us a metaphor in verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes. You can't tell the wind where to blow. It gonna blow where it wishes, brother. Come on. Yeah. Jesus gives the metaphor right here.
The weather forecaster could say the winds come from the north. He could say the winds coming from the south. But why? How? The weather forecaster's not blowing the wind.
Yeah, and he says, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So everyone that is born of the Spirit. So Jesus says, why are you all upset about when I say you must be born of the Spirit? And we all going spooky, spooky, spooky.
That let it work for you. Just like that sailboat. Let that wind work for them. Yeah. Let the Spirit of God work.
Thank you for joining us
for our
Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Say goodbye to my